This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. While the statewide stay-at-home order is set to expire Sunday, Denver's stay-at-home order continues through April 30th. The city says the need for more testing capacity remains a factor in reopening. Mayor Michael Hancock says he plans to announce an extension to the order later this week that currently bans large gatherings and dine-in at restaurants through May 11th. City officials are working with other metro area municipalities to determine what a phased reopening will look like. The state opened its unemployment program yesterday to independent contractors, gig workers, and the self-employed, but some people newly applying for benefits have seen delays. Carly Sergeant Knudsen filed a claim easily, but says their spouse, Kai, was one of many workers who got vague rejection messages. Knudsen says the confusion is frustrating.
It's also scary. We have a baby. We have a 10-month-old baby, and our primary lines of income are stopped for the foreseeable future.
The State Labor Department says the system will soon offer more specifics online. The website is coloradoui.gov. Applicants who qualify for unemployment should receive notice and payment within a week of filing. An historic railroad through the San Juan National Forest will switch out of some of its coal-powered locomotives to limit fire risk. The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad has purchased four locomotives that run on oil after drought and fire in 2018. The Durango Herald reports the diesel locomotives are expected to be used for short trips or for maintenance work and will be delivered in May. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.